This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson, and it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus.
It seems like forever since we've done this.
It has been. Right. Last week, 2 weeks ago when we did our show, we drafted from the 1 and the 12 slot.
Mm-hmm. Very different outcomes.
Very different outcomes. Again, we're using the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard here at fantasypros.com, and we are drafting out of the 7 hole, mm-hmm. So we're jumping to the middle here. And once again, I got to read off the list of team names.
There's
here
some good ones.
So
I want that job.
Pick number one.
Making fantasy team names and selling them for a buck a piece.
There you go. So the team with the number one slot is Yes We Cam.
With my eyes.
Okay.
Cam Newton.
I like this one. Number two is the Fresh Prince of Hilaire.
We're all done.
Number three is For Whom Odell Tolles. I think that one was in our draft.
I think that was a leftover one. I've heard that before.
Number four is Orange Sherbert.
Okay.
Crowder Pleaser is number five. I think we had that one last week. Number six is Tua for the Money.
Okay.
We're at number seven.
We don't get a team name.
No, we're us. Yeah. We're just your team.
Gotcha.
Number eight is Najini in a Bottle.
Not bad. Not bad.
Number nine is the Brown Eyed Girlies. number 10 is Sir Isaac Newton.
Okay.
Number 11 is No Punt Intended.
There you go. Nice general term.
And number 12 is It Hurts So Goodwin. It Hurts So Goodwin.
Okay.
So we are at number 7. The first 6 picks were Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
Going to Yes We Cam. Dalvin Cook to the Fresh Prince of Hilaire.
That might be my favorite one.
I like that one, yeah. Number 3. Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he's usually top 5, but that's a little early for me. This is PPR, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Number...
I think we knew we weren't getting those two at 7 either way.
Number 5, Aaron Jones.
Wow, that one's a little shocker.
Number 6, Davante Adams.
Okay.
So, leading our board here, Saquon Barkley is still there.
We got KG sitting here behind the glass, keeping us Penn State. And I've seen a Barkley jersey on him before.
46% of the experts agree that should be our pick.
It seems like the obvious slam dunk. And to me, he should maybe even go 3, over Henry or Kamara. But all the injury news is bad on him right now.
Yeah.
That's why he's
falling down the board a little bit, but man,
I mean,
a tough pass.
I don't know. I mean, we don't have a team doctor on hand, but boy, his injuries are something to really monitor because there's a chance he's not ready for camp, even though he was injured super early in the year.
So if we want to take a running back here, you're looking at Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, no. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor's, to me, is overrated. He's like a guy at the turn for me, not middle of the first round.
Austin Ekeler?
I love Ekeler. I don't know if I could take any of those guys over Barkley.
That's the problem. It's screaming for us to take Barkley here.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just do it. But, we don't know this, and hopefully we get this information by the time people do their fantasy drafts. Is he practicing in training camp? Is he 100%? He probably won't play at all in the preseason.
Probably not.
Why would you play him in the preseason? But that injury is worse than I initially thought, is all I will say about that.
But it's a home run pick if we – this was like last year when I got Dalvin Cook 9.
And you just jump all over.
Because, he might hold out.
Who cares?
This is one of those things.
A lot of these preseason stories get washed away before
you take
the
bird in hand. And
So
Saquon Barkley is the pick.
Gladly, too.
Very gladly. All right, so we're cruising down here. We're back up with our pick and the top guys available.
Run down just who went on, since it's so early.
So, 7 was us. 8 was Tyreek Hill.
Got
9, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, makes sense.
10, Jonathan Taylor. 11, Ezekiel Elliott.
None of those guys break my heart that they fell.
12, Najee Harris.
I thought he'd be more of a this pick for us.
This is what we've talked about the entire time here, though, for the last month, that he's going to end up being
Stocks
a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, it is.
You're not getting him in the second round. First pick of the second round, Cam Akers.
Those are the two I really like.
2-2 was Nick Chubb. 2-3 was Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, good ones.
2-3 was Stephon Diggs. 2-5, or I'm sorry, 2-4 was Stephon Diggs. 2-5 was DeAndre Hopkins, and we're back up here.
Okay. There's going to be a couple backs I like.
You're looking at Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson's. There's you're two that come at, to mind is Gibson.
You're looking
Mixon.
At Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
You're looking at Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
See, I think Mixon and Gibson have a chance to have a Najee workload.
Yeah.
Gibson's a little riskier, but I think his ceiling is as high. If you told me Gibson's the third pick in the draft next year, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. You know, if it all hits. Mixon's a little safer. Surrounding cast isn't quite as good, but they're both going to get a ton of touches.
Yeah. What do you think of Edwards-Helaire there?
Behind those two.
Yeah. He's not going to catch his – he's not going to – his production is comes off the passes that he's going to catch.
I don't know.
He's not going to be the short yardage.
Much yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So which one do you like there better? Now, I remind you that we already got Saquon Barkley. We don't know what the situation is there. But if it works out
– Mixon's coming off an injury, too.
Yeah.
He's missed time. I'm probably going to have this dilemma at some point in my draft, too, and it's I might go back and forth 100 times, but I think Gibson.
Okay.
The key with Gibson is if he gets the McKissick receptions, he's going to go through the roof. And McKissick isn't that good, you know.
If he blows up.
That's going to be big.
The coaches at Memphis who were there, who gave him less than 100 touches in his career, looked like fools.
And he scored like 17 times or something on those 100 touches.
All right, we're taking Antonio Gibson
I'm cool with
our second round pick. Okay, so cruising back down. The next pick was Calvin Ridley.
Mm, makes sense. Yeah. I might have taken him over a couple of the receivers that went.
Okay, so we're back up again. Just a quick rundown on here of who went. I said Ridley, Mixon, Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Edwards-Helaire, Keenan Allen. Start the third round. Michael Thomas, D.K. Metcalf, George Kittle, Patrick Mahomes, Allen Robinson, Darren Waller.
I didn't say I was hoping Waller fell.
He did not. So
Waller
we're on
versus Kittle.
We're back up at 3-7.
So the tight ends are out.
Tight ends are out. Do we go running back again?
I love that approach, but it has to be a good one.
The top guys available at running back, DeAndre Swift.
Interesting.
Chris Carson.
I'd take Swift over Carson in PPR.
J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins, I believe he's going to catch more balls, but I might hate saying that and be wrong.
David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Miles Gaskin.
Sanders, I think, is a little too low on this list, but I would take Dobbins over Sanders.
Let's just take
who's
a look.
The best receiver. I'm not taking a quarterback with only Mahomes gone.
The best quarter, or the best receiver. 89% of the experts agree that if we take a receiver here, it should be Terry McLaurin.
I love McLaurin. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league.
At the tight end positions, if we take a tight end here, it's T.J. Hawkinson.
I don't want to take the fourth tight end. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the second quarterback or the fourth tight end.
So the top pick here for us, according to the experts, would be McLaurin at 75%,
which I'm fine with. To me, I think our question, though, is McLaurin versus Dobbins. It's the Ohio State dilemma.
Yeah.
I love going three backs in a row.
But because it's really getting thin, as
you're
already
saw. You're not going to get a good third one, and the rest of the league hates you when you do it, which I always like to do. Do you trust Dobbins to catch 30 or 40 balls?
30 or 40?
25 plus?
Yeah.
To a game?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Ravens are crazy if they don't. Because they need to save Lamar's body a little bit. And they keep saying they're going to do it. It's different than doing it, though. I'm cool with Dobbins.
But if we do that, then we're probably not going to – we're going to get stuck with
– oh, it should be with rough at receiver.
We're going to have to really patch it together at wide receiver.
I know.
I'd like to have a number one.
Yes, because I'm also thinking about our next pick.
Because here's what you're looking at the wide receiver position. If you don't take McLaurin here, then you're down into the Amari Cooper, Robert Woods – Chris Godwin.
That's a pretty big drop-off, to be honest with you. And five of those are going to go.
Right.
Yeah. Down to nitty-gritty. See, I'm also in our fourth-round pick, which is new for me, and it's a new frame of mind. If there's Lamar or Allen or, you know, a stud quarterback, I just think that's a double-off-the-wall easy pick. But then you're waiting the fifth round for receiver.
See, I think you know what I mean? Like, I think what you do here is you take the receiver, and then you take a shot at Javonte Williams or Moss.
I mean, there's a chance Dobbins or Miles Sanders even falls back to us.
Potentially,
that's the beauty of picking in the middle of the round.
Yeah,
McLaurin's hard to argue with. I mean, I think the gap behind him is greater than the gap behind Dobbins.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We get a true number one receiver.
Mm-hmm. And he might be the last of them.
Okay. Sure. We're back up again here. Good thing we did that, because the top receivers left here after we made that pick were Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore.
Yeah, I like Moore too.
But I don't want him as my number one.
No, that would have been where we were at.
Yeah. Running back still available. Chris Carson, Miles mm-hmm. Sanders,
mm-hmm.
Miles Gaskin, Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs is too underrated.
Mike Davis.
Sanders is my favorite of that group.
I like Sanders there. Okay. Quarterbacks, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar's going to have a monster season.
I saw a thing about Lamar Jackson that kind of bothers me. And I know he runs like crazy.
Sure.
But they're going to pay him money, and they are.
Oh, they're going to.
I think 22 of his 34 starts, he's thrown for less than 200 yards.
Doesn't surprise me.
So if he stops running as much as he did.
Mm-hmm. See, I think their passing game will improve. I think their receivers are legit.
It can't get
now.
Much worse.
It can't get much worse. I do think they'll throw to backs a little bit more. So I think his passing numbers will increase, but they won't be good.
Is it better here in round four to take him, or just wait another round and take Dak Prescott, who might throw for 5,500 yards in 17 games?
No, I hear you. There could be a quarterback run, though. Is there only one off the board?
There's a couple.
Okay, there's sure Allen's gone.
Allen's gone. Mahomes is gone.
I just wonder if it's starting to be at that run. And if you miss him, so what? You wait till round 10 and you swing. But lately I've been wanting to get that.
Here's the thing.
Third,
okay.
Fourth, fifth quarterback.
You're drafting now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take a shot where you take a solid double off the wall at quarterback and take a chance on Deshaun Watson playing football at some point this year?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of look at Watson.
Or Rodgers, for that matter.
Fields, Lance, Rodgers. If you can get those guys super late and you have Tannehill. You know, start him until one of those guys comes back. I don't hate that strategy at all this year. But then you're waiting and you're waiting, you know. And maybe even go back-to-back Baker and Watson, Tannehill and Watson, something like that. But you're loaded everywhere else.
Here's the thing. Okay, the quarterback's still available. Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow.
My point to taking Lamar there, though, is I think there's a line after those first three you mentioned. Dak, Kyler, Lamar.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if...
Like, I like Herbert, but he's distant behind those guys for me. And I don't know that any will be there.
If, like, Herbert or Stafford go out and put up, you know...
Well, they could go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throw 45 touchdown passes, which is possible.
Yeah. They'll run for one.
Yeah.
You know.
Or Burrow, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple of those guys will hit, and I like them a lot. I just think those three that are remaining have the cheat code. And I don't think they'll be there when we get back. But who would be your pick if we don't go quarterback? Miles Sanders?
Well, they're saying...
I didn't like the receiver.
They're saying our top pick should be Robert Woods. I don't like that.
I like more than Woods.
I kind of like DJ Moore there. Hawkinson is still available there.
Yeah. I like Hawkinson, too, but it just seems a little rich.
Yeah. Again, we could go running back there and take Miles Sanders.
He would be my running back pick, and then we could be kind of done there for a long time.
Yeah, then we'd be really good at running back, and other teams would be hurting.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I mean, none of those running backs that we feel comfortable starting will be there with our next pick.
And this is a PPR, and Miles Sanders is...
Oh, he catches the ball, yeah. I mean, the nice thing about Sanders is if they're losing, he's still in it. If they're winning, he's probably the reason. I like that pick.
And if you're starting him as your third running back at the flex spot,
mm-hmm.
you're in great shape.
Him and Saquon are friends, too, in Kellen Lake.
Yeah, they can hang
out
together.
They can room together, right?
Okay, so we are back up again here now in the fifth round. The quarterback's still available. Okay, two of the quarterbacks went. So Dak Prescott's still available.
You're going to have a hard time convincing me not to take Dak.
Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers.
I think there's a line after Dak.
The wide receiver position. You're looking at Cooper Kupp, Kenny Golladay, T. Higgins, Juju, Odell Beckham.
I don't like that crew at all.
Cortland Sutton, DJ Chark.
DJ Moore's obviously gone.
Chase Claypool.
I would hope Claypool or maybe one or two of those other ones is there. Are you round from now? But by no means would I take those guys over Dak.
Okay.
How about tight ends?
You're still looking at T.J. Hockenson.
That's not bad.
Noah Fant. Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas is like my fallback.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
he's
pass,
not getting respected much.
I'm going to pass on everybody else until the eighth round to take Logan Thomas.
And he's fine. And start him for 17 weeks and be happy about it. I think Fant could break out, but I think Hockenson and Dak stand alone at their position. Do you draw a line under those two? I would want one of those guys. And then obviously be done with it for a while.
All right, we'll take Dak Prescott here, which is way earlier than we typically do it.
I know. He could throw for 5,000 yards.
Easily. Yeah. Their defense is going to stink again.
I don't know that he'll run as much as he used to, but I don't really care that much.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back up again here. The experts say we should take Courtland Sutton here.
I like Courtland Sutton.
I do as well.
Yep.
Or do you go for the home run value here and take a chance on Chase Claypool?
I was about to say, it's funny. I was about to say, would you rather Sutton or Claypool?
I trust Claypool. He had 11 touchdowns last year as a rookie.
Who gets more targets?
Both receiver groups are deep.
They're very similar, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of mouths to feed in both of those offenses, so it comes down to which quarterback do you trust more?
I still trust Ben more than either one of those guys.
Yeah.
And you don't want Bridgewater to win the job.
No.
No matter what.
They just ignore him.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're Javonte Williams, you want Bridgewater to win the job. I'm cool with Claypool.
Let's take Chase Claypool.
Okay. I assume Hockenson's gone. He has to.
I didn't even look.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. So we got two receivers now we like.
Okay, well now we're down to the seventh round. The top receiver is still available. We still have to fill a receiver spot. We still have to fill a tight end spot in our starting lineup.
But our flex is full.
Our flex is full. So the top receivers, Tyler Boyd.
I'm sorry.
That's, yeah. Will Fuller.
Interesting.
Jerry Jeudy.
Ooh. I like Jeudy. I think Judy's a big breakout guy this year. I don't know if his numbers will reflect it, but.
I'm looking. Let me get just receivers here. Jarvis Landry, Curtis Samuel.
Judy stands out in that group.
Laviska Shenault.
I love Shenault.
Corey Davis.
Mm-mm. Not over Judy is what I'm...
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's going to be a lot of my fans.
Devontae Parker. Michael Gallup. So we're looking at a lot of secondary options here. A
couple guys that if they're one injury away from being awesome.
Yeah.
But I think Judy's better than all those guys. Marquise, what's the tight ends floating
the
out?
The tight end position is Logan Thomas is the top guy available.
Solid.
The other guy's still available. Noah Fant, Robert Tonyan, Mike Gesicki.
I prefer Fant to Thomas.
Tyler Higbee.
He has a quarterback problem, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like we...
Well, Higbee doesn't have a quarterback problem. He's just
now talking about Fant.
Oh, Fant, yeah. Higbee's got Stafford.
Oh, that could be fine.
That could be fine.
I don't know if I'd take him over Thomas.
Or you roll the dice here with Irv Smith.
I don't trust him. I'm a little down on him. Which a lot of it's just the
49% of the experts say we should take Logan Thomas here.
I like Fant more than Thomas, but not by tons. I think I'd take Judy.
Okay, we'll take Jerry Jeudy here, see what happens.
That's our third receiver.
That's our third. That's a number three.
Everyone worries about his drops, but that just means he's getting a lot of targets.
Okay, we're back up again here. The top receivers available, Antonio Brown, Laviska Shenault, Corey Davis, Devontae Parker.
What about tight ends?
Tight end, you're looking at Logan Thomas still available.
Yeah, we should probably just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean. You said that three rounds ago. He's your seventh,
eighth
round.
We have now doubled down on the Washington passing game, though. And we've got Antonio Gibbs. We're all in on the Washington offense.
I didn't realize there's three of them. Okay. And they're going to try to win games 13-9. You know? Fair enough.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we can't make a trade between now and opening
this
day.
This is true.
Just take the best guys.
We hope Fitzpatrick stays healthy.
Yeah.
We might as well take him as our backup quarterback.
Right, we're all in. I get to play Dallas twice, though, and, Philly.
The top guy available, according to the experts, is Laviska Shenault.
I'm a believer. I like him more for real life than fantasy, though. I don't know how many targets he'll get.
This is the ninth round.
AB still there?
Let's go see.
I think they had AB ahead of Laviska, so probably not.
Yeah. Mike Williams is sitting there.
I like him, too.
I think we ended up with him a couple of times.
I own him in, like, every league I'm in.
We're going to own him here, too.
Yeah, let's do it. He has a lot to play for. I usually don't put too much stock in that, but he's so talented, and you know he's going to make a lot more money if he has a big year. I hate to say it, but I think Keenan Allen could take a small step back.
Okay, we're back Herbert up won't. Here.
There's not a position we need. If there was a running back that jumped off the charts, I would consider it.
10th round. I'm looking here at the quarterback position. You get Stafford, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan, Kirk
Cousins. Which is a good argument to why you wait to that land.
Yeah, you know, Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Fitzpatrick.
I'm not interested in any of those quarterbacks, though.
Yeah.
Because you can't trade them. 3 rounds from now, one of them will be sitting there.
Yeah.
Same with Fields and Watson. And
at the wide receiver position, you're looking at Cole Beasley, T.Y. Hilton, Mecole Hardman, Jalen Reagor is probably a good thing that we made to pick.
Yeah.
We did to get number 4 receiver.
I don't like that group.
John Brown, Russell Gage, blah, 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 Nelson Aguilar. I don't like any of these guys. Jamison Crowder, nah. Running back, Jamal Williams.
He's pretty good.
Tony Pollard still sitting
interesting,
there.
Interesting, yeah.
Tariq Cohen, no. Devin Singletary, no.
Zach Moss?
I'm looking here. A.J. Dillon, Latavius Murray.
Dillon and Pollard are kind of interesting to me because I think you can start them as flex for now.
Gus Edwards? We've got Dobbins. No, we didn't draft Dobbins.
No, we don't, but they love Edwards. I own him some spots.
McKissick, Daryl Henderson.
We can't take any more.
No, we have enough. Right? Yeah. Daryl Henderson, James White, Philip Lindsay.
Lindsay or Dillon and Pollard stand out to me.
Alexander Mattison. I like Pollard there because I'm not necessarily a Zeke.
I'm not. He looks
truther
bad
right now. We do have Dak,
right,
as our quarterback.
I would take Pollard.
Let's take Tony Pollard.
Yeah,
and maybe at some point you can trade him to the
right. I say you can shop him now to the Zeke. I bet the Zeke owner just said, "Ah, man,
you
right."
Didn't
say bad words to you.
Okay, we're in the 11th round. Do we look at a quarterback again here? Because none of them were touched. You still get Stafford, Burrow, Lawrence.
It's nice, but I kind of want my second quarterback to be Watson or Fields or, you know, somebody that's a mass. Because I'm not starting – those guys are great, but I'm not starting them over Dak, even if they have the best matchup in the world and Dak has the worst matchup in the world. I mean, unless Dak starts slow because of his injury or something.
Deshaun Watson is still available.
It's kind of early, though. I mean, don't you think people are going to take those quarterbacks you mentioned before him?
Probably. But,
I mean, we're just hoping for – he's not going to be a Texan, though.
He's not.
I mean, is somebody going to actually trade for him this year?
Well, he might be a Texan. I don't know.
If he plays, I think he has to get cleared and traded.
I don't know that he has to get traded, though, because I think if you're the Texans and he gets cleared, you run him back out there and say, hey, look, he's fine. Look, here's what you're going to get next year when we trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going anywhere this year.
Well, the other key is, too, is the CBA makes holding out awful on the player.
Yeah.
Whether he likes it or not, he could go out there, play some games.
They could just say, hey, look, Deshaun, you got to play these games so we can trade you next year.
For us, for everybody to get what they want here, you have to play.
You got
to
go out and play these last, you know, maybe his first 10 weeks of the season or something like that. And then he's cleared and you're like.
A few people realize this, like on a per-play basis, yards per play, their offense was like second or third in the league last year, and it's not much different.
No.
I mean, it's all on him. They'll be the worst this year without him, but he's awesome.
Okay, here's the top guy available according to the experts. Who we should draft is Noah Fant.
I'm kind of cool with that.
We talked about that before. Now we're pretty good at the tight end position. If he hits, he's very tradable.
Cards.
Yeah.
I would have taken Fant over Thomas, but I didn't feel strong about it.
Now we get them both.
Now I think you take both.
Yeah, let's just do it.
And you shut that door and you're done with it.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. If he's the best player on the board and we considered him, a round or two ago.
And we are back on the clock. This is the 12th round.
How many rounds is it again?
15.
15. So 15. We still have a kicker and a defense.
Kicker and a defense to fill out, yeah.
So we got 2 more picks of real people?
Yes.
Guess we don't have to take a quarterback, but wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
The top players available, Jalen Reagor, Mecole Hardman, Matt Ryan, Daryl Henderson.
Matt Ryan's swell, but I want a more high upside quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I could take Watson here. I'm sure he's available.
Well, let's go back and look again. he's so far down the list because of
right. Nobody's drafting him at all in fantasy right now. But what's worst case scenario? He declares 2 months from now that he's not playing, and you cut him, and you pick up Fitzpatrick.
Whoever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to play him anyway.
Okay, drafting Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. And that the second he gets cleared, someone's going to offer you something for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he may not get cleared.
And we're going to start Prescott every game anyways, as long as he's healthy.
Right, right.
You know. Okay, so we're back up again.
One more position.
All the same guys still available. Rager, Hardman, Henderson.
Henderson's okay. You're talking about Daryl Henderson?
Yeah.
The Rams?
Yeah.
This is a shot to me is take a handcuff back or a committee back and hope his buddy gets hurt, you know?
We could also do this. Take the defense. There's a couple off the board, but the Washington football team defense is still sitting out there.
I think they're the number one, with all respect to the Steelers.
We're loaded up on Washington.
Oh,
we're all in on Washington.
It's not my favorite team to be all in on either, but I'm cool with it. I mean, they might lead the league in sacks.
They're going to get a bunch of sacks, yeah. Let's do it.
We have a lot of interest in the football team this year.
None of the guys who were available there were excited at all.
Any name you mentioned didn't excite me.
Yeah. And okay, so now you're looking at...
This has to be a receiver or a running back.
John Brown, Devontae Booker, Paris Campbell, Denzel Mims.
No, no.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think those guys might
Rashad
be.
Perryman. Henderson's still there.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
That's the pick.
Yeah, that's a good
57%
one.
Of the experts agree Henderson should be the pick. We got a couple of
high-quality
handcuffs.
Yeah, and he might be their receiving back.
And 15-7, kickers. Got to take a kicker.
That's your department. I always sit that one out.
I'm looking here. We can't take Washington's kicker.
No,
we got Washington's defense. We don't want to do that. Don't make that mistake, folks, because you don't want to trade them both out at the same time. I'm looking here.
Whoever floats your boat there.
I'm looking.
I always vote for Boz, but
I'm looking to see if he's still available. Oh, he is. So
yeah.
Chris Boswell's our show. He's our kicker.
I love it.
There we go.
This team's pretty good.
Okay, so we got a 76 out of 100 on this one.
These seem like hard graders, by the way.
They do.
I just noticed that after the third one.
That's our consensus grade. The Fantasy Pro experts give us a... Kyle Yates doesn't like our vote. He gave us a D. We got a C-, C-, D, and a C.
We'll hunt those guys down.
Yeah. We ended up with Mike... let me see here. Saquon Barkley, that's a steal. Antonio Gibson. Terry McLaurin. Miles Sanders. Dak Prescott. Chase Claypool. Jerry Jeudy. Logan Thomas. Mike Williams, Tony Pollard, Noah Fant, Deshaun Watson, the Washington football team, Daryl Henderson, Chris Boswell.
Our receivers aren't ideal, but as usual, we're going to say this every week, every draft. We have some guys we could turn into a receiver.
Yeah.
Though. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean we have to dress these guys this minute.
I'm looking here.
Jerry Jeudy's three.
There were five teams that drafted went running back. One got Dalvin Cook and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Nice. I'll take ours over that, though.
The next one got Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon.
Good. I have some questions about Jones, though.
We got Saquon Barkley and Antonio Gibson.
They're high-risk picks.
The guys on all three guys on the turn went running back. You had Jonathan Taylor, Austin Ekeler, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, Cam Akers.
I like that last group of those.
Yeah. But their number one receiver, they took Deontay Johnson in the third round as their number one receiver. They did come back with CeeDee Lamb. Well, how about that? We went a bunch of Washington guys. They drafted Najee Harris in the first round, Deontay Johnson in the third, Juju Smith-Schuster in the fifth.
We're going to offer him Chase Claypool for Ezekiel Elliott.
I mean, I don't hate our team.
No, I think it's pretty good.
I like – that might be the – I love Terry McLaurin as a number one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking here at some of the other number ones, the other teams that went running back. Okay, so the one Dalvin Cook, Clyde Edwards-Helaire pick. They got DK Metcalf as their number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon got Allen Robinson.
Okay. I mean, McLaurin's on the same tier as those guys.
We got McLaurin. The Jonathan Taylor, Austin Ekeler team got Mike Evans as their number one.
Okay.
The Elliott Chubb team got Julio Jones as their number one. I don't love that.
No.
And then I mentioned Deontay Johnson was the number one.
I don't think that's a good pick. I know it's Steelers show, but
Interesting.
No, yeah.
Coming out of the seven hole.
I don't dislike our team at all.
No, I thought that was pretty good. So that's going to do it for this show, however. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Kellen Gursky here on site, keeping us on the air. I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.